Well, Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide have nailed down another national championship. The Tide are champions for the fourth time in 7 years following a wild 45-40 win over Clemson at University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona last night. It's Saban's fifth national championship, one shy of former Tide coach Bear Bryant for the most all time. Heisman Trophy winner Derrick Henry carried 36 times for 158 yards and 3 touchdowns. He scored twice in the first half and iced the victory by running for a 1-yard TD with a minute 7 left. Henry opened the scoring with a 50-yard touchdown scamper in the first quarter. Jake Coker was 16 of 25 for 335 yards and 2 touchdowns. Coker hit O.J. Howard for touchdowns of 53 and 51 yards in the second half, with each putting Alabama ahead. Howard also had a 63-yard reception on a screen pass in the second half. He finished with 5 catches for 208 yards, the most receiving yards for an Alabama player in a bowl game. The Crimson Tide's other touchdown came on Kenyon Drake's 95-yard kickoff return in the fourth quarter, which followed a Clemson field goal. The Tigers failed to become the first team to go 15-0 in a season despite a strong game by Deshaun Watson, who completed 30 of 47 passes for 405 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Watson also had 73 yards on 20 carries on the ground. Clemson was seeking its first national championship since 1981. The Tide finished 14-1 with that only loss coming at home against Mississippi on September 19th. And with that, the Alabama Crimson Tide are the AP national champs as well, as they finished the unanimous number one in the poll with all 61 first-place votes. Clemson rated second, Stanford is third, Ohio State fourth, Oklahoma fifth, Michigan State is rated sixth, TCU seventh, Houston is eighth, Iowa finishes the season ranked number nine, the Hawkeyes 12-2 on the season, ranked ninth in the final AP poll. Notre Dame is 11th, Michigan is 12th, and Baylor 13th, right behind Mississippi, who's 10th. Also in the top 25 in the final poll, Oklahoma State at number 20, Wisconsin 21, and Northwestern at number 23. Kansas State football coach Bill Snyder says he plans to coach the Wildcats again next season, ending speculation that the 76-year-old Hall of Famer might retire for a second time. Snyder is entering his 25th season and needs 7 wins to reach 200. K-State went 6-7 this season, winning its first and last 3 games before losing to Arkansas in the Liberty Bowl. Indiana football coach Kevin Wilson has signed a 6-year contract that will pay him $15.3 million. It replaces the final 2 years on the deal Wilson originally signed after the 2010 season and will theoretically keep him in Bloomington through the 2021 season. That deal comes less than 2 months after the Hoosiers ended an 8-year bowl drought, winning the final 2 Big Ten games on the road to become bowl eligible. Notre Dame linebacker Jalen Smith has announced that he'll skip his final year of eligibility and enter the NFL draft. He was projected by some to be a possible top 10 pick before suffering a serious injury to his left knee in the Fiesta Bowl against Ohio State. Smith has led the Irish in tackles the last 2 years and won the Butkus Award as college football's best linebacker this season. Mississippi quarterback Chad Kelly has decided to return to school for his senior season. The nephew of Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Kelly was considering jumping to the NFL after leading the Rebels to a 10-3 record this season, including a Sugar Bowl victory over Oklahoma State. He threw for over 4,000 yards, 31 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions. Defensive tackle Vincent Valentine plans to skip his senior season at Nebraska and enter the NFL draft. He was limited to 10 games because of injuries this season. Valentine started 24 of his 36 games, making 76 tackles with 7 sacks. A former Iowa standout Chad Greenway intends to play one more season in the National Football League. Greenway and his Minnesota Vikings were eliminated from the playoffs on Sunday with a 10-9 loss to Seattle after Vikings place kicker Blair Walsh missed a 27-yard field goal with 26 seconds remaining.
It's such a privilege and an honor to play on this team specifically. It's been a little bit different just with the cast of characters we have, specifically in our room as backers and really across this team. It's been a lot of fun. So that's a decision that's going to have to come. But I'm going to play football. I got to play one more year. It just can't seem to end like this. It's a hard one right now.
Greenway is Minnesota's nominee for Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year based on his community service. Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict has been suspended for the first 3 games of next season for repeated violations of the NFL's rules against dangerous hits on opposing players. That punishment has been doled out 2 days after he drilled Steelers receiver Antonio Brown after an incompletion during Pittsburgh's 18-16 playoff win. Brown suffered a concussion on the play, and Burfict was penalized for targeting a defenseless receiver. The NFL said it's also reviewing the conduct of other players and coaches during that ridiculous ball game. NFL owners are poised to start 2 days of meetings Tuesday in Houston to consider relocation to Los Angeles. The Raiders, Rams, and Chargers have petitioned the league to leave their current homes for the nation's second-largest TV market, which has been without an NFL team since 1994. Commissioner Roger Goodell has indicated the stadiums in Oakland, St. Louis, and San Diego are all inadequate. 24 of 32 owners has to approve any move. In high school basketball last night, a few games around the region. In girls hoops, it was Harlan over Kemper Catholic, 69-28 in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. From the Rolling Valley, Woodbine, a 71-33 winner over Whiting. In boys basketball, in Hawkeye 10 play, Harlan over Kemper Catholic, 70-51. From the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon, a winner over Orient Maxburg, 65-29. And from the Rolling Valley Conference, Woodbine, a 69-59 winner over Whiting. Iowa senior Mike Gesell has been named the Big Ten Conference Player of the Week. It's the second weekly award of Gesell's career. He posted his first career double-double with 22 points and 10 assists in Iowa's victory over Nebraska Tuesday. That win improved the Hawkeyes to 3-0 in the Big Ten, their best start since the 02-03 season. Kansas and Oklahoma were tagged as 1-2 in the Associated Press Top 25 men's basketball poll last Monday, just hours before the Jayhawks beat the Sooners 103-100 in triple overtime. And they remain the top two teams in the latest poll, with Kansas receiving 63 of the 65 first-place votes. Maryland is third, followed by Michigan State and North Carolina. Villanova, Xavier, Miami, Duke, and SMU round out the top 10. Iowa's number 16 in this week's poll, and Iowa State right behind the Hawkeyes at number 17. Well, the 17th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones will return to Big 12 action tonight when they visit Texas. The Cyclones are coming off a home loss to Baylor.
Kind of feels like the when we were headed to Cincinnati. You know, you're on the road in a game you feel like you got to go down there and get. And so you're up 12 in both halves. And so that's where the frustration comes in, that you got to be able to win that game.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who says there's no panic despite a 1-2 start to the Big 12 race. One area that does need to be fixed, though, is the Cyclones are faltering on defense in the second half, as ISU surrendered 60 points in the second half to Baylor.
Now, why that is, we just got to slowly figure that out. If it's a little fatigue, if it's attention to detail, if it's just continue to more focus, but we just got to get better in that area because our first half defense is exceptional.
The Longhorns are also 1-2 in the conference entering tonight's matchup. Drake will be without guard C.J. Rivers the remainder of their season. The sophomore suffered a broken hand in the Bulldogs' 77-44 loss at UNI on Saturday, and coach Ray Giacoletti says Rivers will have surgery on Thursday.
You know, it's probably 8 to 10 weeks, so I mean, it's probably going to probably not make it back, I would assume.
Well, the Bulldogs are 0-4 in Missouri Valley Conference play, and they visit Evansville tonight. And in baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals announced yesterday that they have signed all-time Korean saves leader Seon-Hwan Oh to a one-year contract for the upcoming 2016 season, and that includes a club option for 2017. The financial terms of that deal were not disclosed. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.